Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Whale of a Tale. I'm Atlas.
And I'm Xavier.
And I'm Betty the Whale.
In case you missed it, Lucy Wow over in Pflugerville built us a word-o-matic so we can understand what creatures of the sea are saying. That's why we can understand Betty.
Betty has been telling us all about sea creatures who could use our help. We recently helped Betty find her long-lost best friend, Bert the Sea Snail.
Bert was stuck to the side of Betty's head.
And it took us 12 hours to find Bert.
Hi, Bert.
I've been traveling across the side of Betty's head for about 3 months. One day, I will reach her nose. Life goals.
Dream big, Bert.
So, Betty, yesterday you mentioned you had a friend who was trying to build a barn.
Sally Seahorse. She's the mayor of Seahorse Town.
And she's trying to build a barn?
That's right. But this particular barn is harder for her to build than a normal barn. Come on, I'll take you to Seahorse Town, and you can meet her.
Follow that whale!
Following whale. The word-o-matic is about the best thing Lucy Wow could have made for us. Just think of all the sea creatures we can help.
It is pretty cool. I just hope we don't spend 12 hours searching for a sea snail again.
Looks like Betty is slowing down. I'll pull up next to her.
There it is, Seahorse Town.
It's even smaller than I thought it would be.
Let's move in for a closer look. Look at all the tiny houses and streets. It's like a real town. And the whole thing would fit on a dining room table.
It's got boardwalks and hitching posts and a general store. An underwater western town. Who knew?
Here comes Sally Seahorse. You're gonna like Sally. She talks funny.
Set the word-o-matic to whales and seahorses.
Setting word-o-matic.
Howdy, partners. Nice ride you got here. Do me a favor and don't land it on the Seahorse Town.
How's the barn building project going, Sally?
I'm fit to be tied, Betty. It's a big project.
I see at least 5 barns down there. Are you sure you can't build a barn?
Well, this particular barn is a little more complicated.
Do tell.
As you can see, Seahorse Town is small but mighty. Unfortunately, we've had to rebuild the darn thing about 100 times.
That sounds like a lot of work.
You bet your britches it's a lot of work. Every time we've got it all the way we like it, a shark or a, pardon me, Betty, a whale, comes by and wrecks the whole thing.
I once hit Seahorse Town with my tail by accident. Not my best day.
Anyway, we need protection and a regular old sheriff won't do.
Atlas and I are here to help. What can we do?
We need to build the biggest barn in the history of barns. Big enough to cover the entire town. Oh, and it needs a retractable roof and big barn doors. Otherwise, it'll be pretty dark in Seahorse Town. And it needs to be sturdy enough to keep the underwater currents out.
Just a small note, Sally. You're actually asking for a doghouse. A real barn is 100 times bigger than that.
Yeah, like Lucy Wow's barn. It's gigantic.
That's not a real thing. Where'd you get these two, Betty? They think a barn is as big as a whale.
I've never seen a real barn.
Let's just say barns are bigger in Pflugerville. We'd love to help you build the biggest one you've ever seen, and big enough to protect your whole town.
With a retractable roof and big barn doors?
You got it.
Gonna need to be quick about your business. The local weather report indicates a big storm coming through here in 2 hours. Those currents will wallop the whole place. And we just finished fixing it up.
We've got underwater tools like saws and hammers, but we're going to need some wood and some nails.
I know just the place. But seahorses are too small to carry the wood. And the place I'm thinking of is dangerous.
Dangerous how?
The only place with enough wood to build the biggest barn in the world is the sunken ship. And you know what that means.
Sharks!
Uh-oh.
Yeah, sharks are always trouble.
Not the sharks. The storm.
I'll never trust a weather seahorse. The storm is showing up early.
I'll block the current from Seahorse Town.
I'll alert the town horses. We're gonna need a full evacuation.
Come on, Xavier. We need to move fast. There's no telling how long Betty can hold off an underwater storm this big.
We're on it. Keep blocking the storm, Betty, and don't roll over onto the town.
I will do my best.
To the shipwreck.
Setting course for shipwreck.
What's our estimated time of arrival at the shipwreck?
Looks like about 6 minutes.
We're going to need a distraction for the sharks. And you know what that means.
Don't say it.
I'm going to have to swim out there.
You said it. I told you not to do that.
Don't worry, Atlas. I'm the craftiest swimmer in the Pflugerville Ocean. They can't catch me.
5 minutes to shipwreck.
I better get all my underwater gear on. Can you handle the wood extraction?
The robotic arm should work, but I'm gonna need some time.
You do your thing, I'll do mine, and we'll save Seahorse Town.
I thought helping a seahorse would be easy. Turns out, it involves sharks. You take a quick break while Xavier gets her gear on, but come right back. This is about to get crazy.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm glad you're back, because we just arrived at the shipwreck, and there are sharks everywhere, and they don't look happy to see us.
Zambia checking underwater audio system. Do you read me?
Reading you loud and clear. Are you sure you want to go out there? There's a lot of sharks.
You just focus on getting that wood. I can handle the sharks.
Be careful out there.
Heading into the sunken ship. I'll take the sharks on a wild goose chase while you get busy.
Okay, Atlas, you can do this. And you gotta do it fast. Let's get that robotic arm out there and get to work. Now the drill bit. One board down.
I've got all the sharks chasing. Hurry up!
Steady, Atlas. Steady. Okay, I think I have enough boards. Just gotta... Whoa! Shark attack!
Oops, must have left one behind. I'm headed your way.
But then all the sharks will be here.
I can't talk now. Sharks are getting closer. Gotta focus.
I'll be okay. Another hit like that, and I might start taking on water. Think, Atlas, think. What are you trying to tell me, Zeus? If only you were an underwater cat, I could set the word-o-matic to cat, and I could understand you. Hey, wait a second. I've got an idea. Thanks, Zeus. Setting word-o-matic for sharks. Hello there, Mr. Shark. How's your day going?
Who goes there?
It's me, Atlas. I'm part of the Whale of a Tail team. We help sea creatures.
Not here, you don't. No one takes part of our ship.
If I could just explain...
Put those boards back.
You see, Sally Seahorse needs to build a barn over Seahorse Town.
Sally Seahorse, you say? I do like Sally. She has a bluegrass band that plays very good dancing music on Saturday nights.
I had no idea. Anyway, Sally needs to build a barn to protect Seahorse Town from underwater storms.
That does seem like a noble cause.
And it would be really nice of you to let me take a few pieces of the wood from the sunken ship so Xavier and I can build the barn.
I'll let you take the wood on one condition. When the barn is finished, Sally puts on a barn dance for me and my shark friends.
I think I can make that happen.
Then you have a deal. Hang on, I'll get my friends to help.
Who knew sharks could be so nice? Amazing!
Red alert! Red alert! All the sharks are heading your way! They stopped chasing me!
It's okay, Xavier. Follow the sharks.
What? That can't be right!
Trust me, Xavier. This you're gonna wanna see.
Taking chase!
Out of the way. We'll take care of this little project for you. Okay, sharks, to the Seahorse Town.
No way! Every shark is carrying a ball between their teeth!
Get back in here, Xavier! We have a barn to build!
I still can't believe the sharks helped us out!
They do love bluegrass music.
But the storm is still raging at Seahorse Town and Betty is getting pushed closer to town.
One more board over here. That's it. Lower, lower. Right there, lock it in. Now the roof. Lay in those boards, sharks. Drill.
Drill.
And there we have it, cowboys and cowgirls. One gigantic barn.
Move out of the way, Betty. Let's see if the barn is strong enough to hold back the storm.
Closing barn doors. Moving out of the path of the storm.
The barn. barn is working!
And the storm is passing! We did it!
Time for a barn dance.
Sharks do like to dance. It's a whole thing.
We can't thank you enough, Whale of a Tail Team. You really pulled us out of a jam. No more rebuilding Seahorse Town.
Ladies and gentlemen, sharks and fish of the sea, Sally Seahorse and the Banjo Bombers.
Those sharks can really dance.
And Sally Seahorse and the Banjo Bombers are great. Let's dance. What a great day we've had in Pflugerville Ocean. We saved the day. Plus, we got to go to a barn dance at the bottom of the sea. Wonders never cease. Come back next time for another underwater adventure. See ya, partners.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com. Where'd you get there?